expensive. If you want to optimize your health by using this advanced energy technology, call 1-800-205-6245 and make an appointment today. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and our regularly scheduled guest, Bob Fletcher, apparently took ill, and his wife just called in and said he wouldn't be with us this morning. So we're just you and me, and our number 970-689-8655, 970-689-8255. I usually have at least something in the back of my mind to talk about. Nothing this morning, so Let me just talk about a few of the things that we saw yesterday. One of them, of course, was 60 Minutes, and as always, 60 Minutes was pushing their anti-life agenda. They were talking about a pill that you can take immediately after sexual intercourse that will prevent conception. It's called Plan B. It's a high dose estrogen or progesterone tablet. That really does prevent implantation of a fertilized fetus, pointing out that the Federal Drug Administration had ignored the advice of their advisory board and turned down Plan B. And of course, this is all part of the make-believe Republican pro-life position. Yet if the Republican Party were really pro-life, controlling both houses of Congress and presidency, they would have outlawed Roe versus Wade long ago and simply overrode the Supreme Court and put an appendum on the legislation that, according to Article 3, Section 2 of the Constitution, the Supreme Court cannot act on this. Now, that would leave the issue of abortion then at the state level rather than at the federal level, and, this is where it should be. In fact, it was the Supreme Court that unilaterally overrode all of the state laws outlawing abortion, made them all null and void back in 1973. And, of course, that was just the year after the Club of Rome came out with their book, The Limits of Growth, pushing this whole idea there are too many people in the world. It's all part of a mass genocidal agenda, which is going to have horrible consequences down the line because there are not going to be any children in China or in Japan or even here in the United States to finance the Social Security and other programs that they have to take care of the elderly. And since they've destroyed the loyalty of children towards their families, it used to be that the children took care of their elders when they grew old. That was the custom. They've done away with that, and now they've done away with the children. So what are they going to do? Well, they're just going to have to get rid of the older people, and I'm sure they have lots of ideas on that. We know one thing they're doing, of course, is telling everybody here in America that their shots for influenza when they're over 65, knowing full well it increases the incidence of Alzheimer's disease, and I suspect these people die a lot sooner than they ordinarily would have. Certainly they die a horrible death. Why would you tell people to take the influenza vaccine when it increases the incidence of Alzheimer's 1,000%, and of course the incidence of Alzheimer's disease is increasing dramatically? Because they're very evil and wicked people in the world. And of course, what was so interesting about the program that they had in 60 Minutes last night, girls getting pregnant after sexual intercourse, what was the first thing they did? Why, they pulled out a girl who claimed she'd been raped and she couldn't get the Plan B prescription, that's what they call it, at a pharmacy, and how terrible it was. The pharmacies didn't want to give this because it created abortion, and they claim this doesn't create abortion. It prevents abortion. It prevents the implantation of a fertilized egg, and so that then prevents an abortion. Well, it is, call it what you will, it's an abortion. There really are people who hate children. They have facilitated the abortion of over 50 million or almost 50 million children here in the United States, and funded the abortion of hundreds of millions of children throughout the world you know, during the last half century, they know exactly what they're doing. In the same manner, they outlawed DDT, not because it was a danger, it was the safest insecticide we had ever had. And you can, in fact, my friend G. Gordon Edwards used to take a tablespoon of that and eat it before his audience, before he got up to talk on DDT. In fact, if you read Ann Coulter's new book, maybe this is one reason why they're out to get Ann so much, although she is a rather abrasive individual, but she talks about them, Dr. Edwards and, you know, and the outlawing of DDT, and everybody was designed to kill people from malaria. You see, what DDT had done was to stop the death from malaria. And basically, you know, it had saved almost 500 million lives, almost half a billion lives, you know, between 1941, when it was introduced, and 1973. They had to stop this. There were too many people in Africa. And so they outlawed DDT, and it killed, malaria kills about 3 million people a year. Of course, there's between 300 and 500 million people a year who come down with malaria in tropical countries, but about 3 million of them die, and of course, over a period of 30 years, that's pretty close to 100 million people, which would be 33 years since they outlawed DDT. Now, they've changed the figures. You know, I used to study these things years ago. It was almost 3 million people who died of DDT, and now they tell you, oh, so, pardon me, 3 million people who died a year of malaria, and now they tell you it's 1 million. Well, you can go up on Google and Google in, you know, 3 million people die a year of malaria, and they'll come up with articles that will tell you exactly that. But what they put in the newspapers here in America, because they want to play down their genocidal program, is that only 1 million people die of malaria, and yet all throughout the world, everybody knows it's 3 million. Why do the Americans believe it's 1 million? Because we've read it in the newspaper. Would the newspapers lie to us? Of course they'd lie to us. In fact, most of what we get from the newspapers is, well, it's just like the Truman Show, and we've talked about that in the past, that wonderful movie with Jim Carrey, who grows up on this ideal island, you know, just a typical American dream. All the houses there have white picket fences, and he marries his childhood sweetheart, and he's surrounded by his friends, you know, who's he's grown up with since he was a baby. And then one day somebody comes and tells him, don't you know that this is just a movie set, a television set? You are the star of the Truman Show. It's on television. You're the most popular person in the whole world. Everybody watches the Truman Show all throughout the world, and the story unfolds, and if you haven't seen it, it's worthwhile, and yet, when you begin to understand what's going on, you understand we all live in the Truman Show. We're not getting the truth. There are genocidal policies out there. There really are wicked people. Give us a call, 970-689-8255, here at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Come and experience praise and worship from a prophetic and Hebraic perspective. Voice of Many Waters Ministry presents Michael and Danette Golden, Saturday, June 17th, 7 p.m. at 3J's Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue, Johnstown, Colorado. Call 970-587-5267 or 303-654-9924 for more information. That's Saturday, June 17th, 7 p.m. American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Stand back here at the American Freedom Network and give us a call if there's something you'd like to talk about. Our number is 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. And well, one of the things we watched, I guess it was Saturday evening, was Munich, by Steven Spielberg's Munich, the story of what had happened with to the Palestinian terrorists who'd been involved in the slaughter of, I think it was 11 Israelis, or I forgot, maybe it was 15 Israelis. Anyway, there were athletes, and they were the 1972 Olympics, and they were killed by Palestinian terrorists who were part of the, they were supposedly Marxist, part of some international Marxist organization. And, of course, then the Israeli government decided to hunt them down and have them all killed. And it's a fascinating story. As Steven Spielberg says, we don't know how much of this is true. There's a book. We've tried to follow the book. But we do know that many of the Palestinian terrorists were killed. And, of course, this is a story. And we don't know whether it's all true or not, because the archives are still sealed of what really happened. And as with so many things about government operations and secret operations and murder operations, well, they do seal these. They don't want the public to know. Of course, the Israelis justified killing the Palestinians because the Palestinians had killed defenseless Israeli athletes. And it was a terrible thing. And, well, certainly ignoring the admonition in the Bible that vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, why, you could understand why the Israelis would want to do that. But it was sort of a gory, bloody, shoot-em-up, violent film, but fascinating. You're really fixed on this, and you identify, in some respects, even with some of the Palestinians, you know, who why they do what they do, because of the feeling that the Israelis have stolen their land. And then the Israelis, you know, the Israeli position. I thought that Steven Spielberg addressed the issue on both sides quite well. And as he says, please do not feel that I'm being critical of Israel, but I've just tried to present the issue as if it really was. But the most fascinating part of the movie, and I'm sure most people who watched it really didn't understand the significance, was it the man who headed this this Black September group of Palestinians that killed the Israeli, you know, the Israeli athletes, was actually a CIA asset and being protected by the American Central Intelligence Agency. And, of course, this was sort of skimmed over, except at one point when the Israeli fellow, he's been with the Mossad, he's suddenly fired from the Mossad. He takes on a new identity. He's given unlimited amounts of money, and he's to head this terrorist group. And, you know, of course, then he was going to kill the man who has organized the killing of the Israeli athletes, and suddenly the CIA people are there, and they interrupt him, and he, you know, they provoke a fight with him, you know, on the street, just as he and his team are about to kill this head of the Palestinian terrorist group, who is actually a CIA operative. Now, could that really be true? I don't know where Steven Spielberg got that idea, whether it was from the book that was written about this, or maybe it was all make-believe. But does that sort of thing really happen? Well, you can go up on the Internet and type in Edward Angeles, A-N-G-E-L-E-S, as I did yesterday, and you'll find out that Edward Angeles, in the Philippines, who actually helped organize Abu Sayyaf, which was the Islamic terrorist movement in the Philippines. It was going around and killing people. And you remember there were the missionaries, the American missionaries, who were captured by the Abu Sayyaf Muslim terrorists, and the husband was killed, the wife did escape. But Edward Angeles, who organized this whole thing, was actually a Philippine intelligence agent. And, of course, once he came in out of the cold and, you know, revealed who he really was as he left the police station, he was gunned down. But Edward Angeles organized the Islamic terrorist movement in the Philippines for the Philippine intelligence. In other words, they created the best enemy that money could buy. And of course, having an enemy in the Philippines, then you could rally the people behind the government and get aid from the United States. But that sort of thing doesn't really go on in the world, does it? Go up and Google and type in Edward Angeles. If you can't find the articles, I'd be glad to send you the copies that I pulled down yesterday. But yes, this really is true. The Philippines organized this whole Islamic terrorist movement in the Philippines. So then, of course, we go into the Irish Republican Army. Now, it has recently come out, the number two man in the Irish Republican Army, who knew the identity of all the people in the IRA, that was bombing the parliament in London and terrorizing and killing British people, of this wicked Irish Republican Army that was the enemy, you know, of the British government. The number two man was a member of MI6, British Intelligence. Not only that, but their chief torturer and murderer, a separate individual, was a British intelligence agent, and he was killing Irishmen who they claimed were actually British infiltrators. He himself was a British infiltrator. Does this sort of thing really go on in the world today? And I would like to suggest that it does. Certainly we know that the Communist Party here in the United States was largely made up of FBI agents, and I talked to several of them, the people who actually worked within the Communist Party in the United States, and of course they were working for the FBI. But who funded this whole movement, the communist movement and the socialist movement and the radical movement in the United States? Well, we know it's the great tax-exempt foundations. Who do you think is funding the illegal immigrant movement in the United States? The Ford Foundation. We've got a wonderful book on that called Importing Revolution, written by a gentleman who worked with congressional aide, and he put a great deal of work, Importing Revolution. We carry the book. You should read it. This whole thing's funded with your tax money. This whole illegal immigrant movement, La Raza, Mecha, you know, LULAC, all of these racist organizations who are funding and helping and supporting the illegal immigrants who violate our laws, funded by the Ford Foundation. But don't feel bad. The Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegie Institute for International Peace were involved, and that's covered in a recent article in the New American. But we do carry the book, Importing Revolution. You need to get it. You need to read it. You need to understand that this whole enemy movement, this wicked communist, funded right here from America. Now, the book Foundations, Their Power and Influence, I read this first probably 44 years ago, and we actually got the rights to the manuscripts, and we've kept the book in print for many years, Foundations, Their Power and Influence. And we carry the book. It's one of the five most important books in my library. Why? Because it was based upon the only congressional investigation of the great tax-exempt foundations. And what did they find? Why, of course, the communist movement and the socialist movement and the Marxist movement in America was funded by the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. And of course, what everybody has missed who studied this is the fact that all of the people, Henry Ford, the Rockefeller family, certainly Andrew Carnegie, were all involved in the occult. And that is the secret force behind everything that is going on today. Some people will tell you, oh, it's the Jews, or it's this, you know, it's the Masons, or, and of course there's some people who are in this who are Jewish, and there's some people in this who are Masons, but it is not, has nothing to do with the Jewish race. And the average Mason is a good individual. But within every racial group, and I'm talking about every racial group and every religious group, whether it be Catholic or Protestant or Jewish, are these satanic forces intent upon bringing about this new world religion. And, of course, the new world secular order. And in part of this is the destruction of America. But they have not destroyed us so far because they've needed our financial and military power to bring about this one world government, this new world religion. But it, very, very soon they will no longer need us. They will destroy America. And, of course, I believe that God is going to bring destruction on this country because the good people of America and our religious leaders have gone right along with a satanic agenda. There are a few of them who have stood up. A few ministers have talked against Masonry, and, of course, their church has been infiltrated, and they've lost their positions. There have been a few of the conservative leaders who have tried to tell the truth, and some of those have ended up in jail. I know of some that have ended up in jail and been told, if you ever speak again, why, you'll never get out of prison again. So one of them was in prison twice, and today he lives in exile in our country, afraid to speak out. And if I were him, I probably would be afraid to speak out as well. He's lost everything. He was very wealthy. Everything has been taken from him, and he has been told, if you ever speak out again. And he, of course, was talking about some of our conservative groups and Masonry and the influence infiltration of our conservative organization by Masonry. You'll never get out of prison again. Anyway, these things do go on, and you must understand that nothing is as it appears to be. We indeed do live in the Truman Show. And I suspect that the whole Al-Qaeda movement, is simply, created, we know from the book, which we carry, incidentally. If you haven't read it, you need to get it. It's called The Devil's Game. If you follow this whole radical Islamic movement back into the 1870s, you'll find out there was a man there. He was a Persian, but he called himself Afghani to make people think he was an Arab. And he was the one who began this return to radical Islam. And he was funded by British intelligence, and he was a Mason. It's all there in the book. I don't even know the author of the book understood the significance of it. And then two generations later, along comes the Muslim Brotherhood in 1928 in Egypt. And out of the Muslim Brotherhood comes Al-Qaeda. That's where Dr. al-Zawahiri, who is supposedly the number two man behind the wicked Osama bin Laden, comes from. But Osama bin Laden was financed by the CIA. Al-Qaeda was financed by the CIA. Remember, Colonel Bogreitz actually had people, Afghan, warriors, Muslim warriors who were going to fight in the Afghan war. They were training them over here in the desert in Nevada, and Colonel Bogreitz and other people from special forces were training the Mujahideen, who today are supposedly the great threat to America. We're told that we had to go to war with the wicked Taliban because, they were giving sanctuary to Osama bin Laden. And yet, everybody's forgotten. We financed the Taliban, and we supported the Taliban up until September 11th of 2001. And if you doubt that, you go to President Bush's speech, and you can get it on his internet site. In fact, you can get it. The president says, everybody should speak English. I believe that, the immigrants coming here should become part of our society and speak English. And so you can go to his website and you get his speeches in both English and Spanish. Well, anyway, that is in May. You get it. President Bush's September 20th, 2001 speech. That was the one right after the 9/11 attack. And there he will tell you that America was the largest financier or largest source of humanitarian aid for Afghanistan. Humanitarian aid, food and medicines and all those things that you need to keep a society going. And who was running Afghanistan at the time? The Taliban. We were funding the Taliban, who were giving sanctuary to the wicked Osama bin Laden, who supposedly had blown up the hotel in Aden in 1992, coordinated the attack on the World Trade Center in 1993, been involved with the Black Hawk Down issue in Somalia in 1994, probably involved in the bombing in Riyadh in 1995 and the bombing of the Khobar Towers in 1996. Certainly involved with the bombing of the embassies in Africa in 1998 and the cold in the year 2000. We're not financing the people who are giving us tax breaks. Come on now. We'll be right back. Welcome to your call, right here.
Brightside Health Food Store. I believe my ministry is to help heal the sick and that God is allowing me to reach people through superior products. StressX has over 45 years of research by 1,200 scientists and 3,300 studies. StressX has proven itself superior when compared to other products and passes all requirements for Olympic athletes. Call me at 303-833-2784 to find out how StressX boosts your energy, improves performance, increases endurance, and provides greater mental alertness. That's 303-833-2784.
This is Michael Golden, and I'm pleased to announce the release of my new CD, Mikamot HaKodeshi, Holy Places. Holy Places is a collection of some of my favorite praise and worship songs. It's available now at the American Freedom Network for only $15 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 to order your copy of Holy Places. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, this is Lana of Griffin Automotive, one of the proud sponsors of Rabbi Spivak's program. We are family-owned and operated, your new car alternative specializing in one-owner, low-mileage Hondas, Toyotas, and Subarus, meticulously maintained, priced from $2,000 to $10,000. See us at Foothills and Pearl in Boulder or call us at 303-447-9991. 303-447-9991.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
And we do have a call, or is it Mildred? Who's our caller?
Yes, this is Mildred.
Hi, how are you this morning?
I'm very good, Dr. Stan. Thank you for taking my call. I just have this puzzling question. Because America, through CIA, FBI, or other government officials, we've been active in funding wars and so many evil deeds that's been done, that it's actually caused some Americans who are informed on this to turn against America. And sometimes I'll be talking to them and I'll try to say something nice about America, and these people will turn on me almost viciously and saying, America is evil. And I'm wondering, how do you know these things but not hate America?
Well, that is an excellent, excellent question. And I think it's best answered in this video that I have a little part in, but it's called The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. There have been two forces in America since we were created. One was the occult, the other was the Christian. And it was the Christian influence that created this wonderful country we live in, this country that's given our people more freedom and independence than any other nation throughout all history. We have a We have a wonderful Christian heritage, but the evil has always been here as well. I mean, even at the time when they put that occult satanic emblem on the back of the Great Seal of the United States, that was eventually put on the back of the dollar bill. So, and I, incidentally, the History Channel has come out with something to try to diffuse all of this and how great the Masons are and how wonderful the Templars were, and all these people saying this is satanic are just whether hysterical. Why, if you haven't seen that History Channel special on Masonry that's just come out, you need to see it, and you need to have a copy of it, and understand that we're having an effect because we're getting the truth out now. Certainly when you see how our leaders have created the wars in this last century and taken us into this First World War, and there was no reason to do that. But of course, Colonel House controlled Woodrow Wilson. Colonel House was a mystic, and he controlled Wilson's mind, just as he controlled FDR's mind, until, of course, Colonel House died, I think, in 1936. But the evil people have always been there, and today the evil people are in control. We still have a wonderful heritage which we need to reclaim. It is because of the satanic influence here in the United States that all these terrible things are done. But they must never confuse with the evil that our government is doing with the wonderful heritage America has. I hope that answers your question, because I know sometimes I feel the same way, and I see the terrible things we're doing and the terrible injustice that's going on with our war in the Middle East. But that is simply because George Bush lied to us about this whole thing. I mean, who do you think was in charge of security in the North Tower before the 9-1-1 attack? A man named Marvin Bush, the president's brother. I mean, you would think that somebody would have mentioned that. Somebody would have pointed out that, you know, the way that Building 7 came down, I mean, forget about the Twin Towers, Building 7 came down obviously because it was imploded.
Well, my husband was listening to television that day, and he heard the officials talking about bringing that building down because they felt like it had been weakened by the shaking of the earth and everything when the planes hit the other buildings, and they thought that it was structurally damaged enough they needed to bring it down. And
well,
so
yeah,
it was
but how
planned.
Did they get the explosives into that building, burning building? Does anybody really think that they had the firemen in there putting the explosives in the building? I mean, that doesn't make sense. Why wouldn't you wait until the whole thing was over? You didn't record that by any chance, did you?
No, and my husband's dead, so he can't verify it, but I do know that that's exactly what he said, and I know he didn't lie.
Oh, I'm sure he didn't, and I'm not suggesting he did. I would just love to have that. I have no question that they brought that building down with previously...
Well, it was right out on television, so I know he wasn't the only one that heard it.
Right. Well, anyway, you know, the thing is that they use that as a justification to get us into the war with Afghanistan. And then once, of course, we went into Afghanistan to get the wicked Osama bin Laden, and then when Osama bin Laden and his Al-Qaeda followers are trapped in the Tora Bora Mountains, why, instead of sending our special forces troops in to capture Osama bin Laden, we hire a group of Afghan mercenaries, many of whom who support Osama bin Laden, and all shucks, he escapes into Pakistan. Do we follow him into Pakistan? We've already gone to war. We've killed 30,000 Afghan, you know, people there, you know, and Taliban soldiers, you know, and yet we let Osama bin Laden escape, and we decide to attack Iraq because, well, they may have weapons of mass destruction that threaten America. Of course, they did have weapons of mass destruction. They moved into Syria and perhaps into Iran. They've never told the American people that. They lie to us about just about everything, so now we're involved in a war with Iraq. We win the war, you know, in about 3 weeks, and all we have to do is simply, you know, be
quit,
there.
Quit being so politically correct and fight the war the way a war ought to be fought.
Yeah, but of course,
if we're going to ask our soldiers to die, we ought to give them the right to win completely.
But we don't intend to do it. This is a no-win war. I mean, we've never given them enough men to really win the war, and of course, if we get to use the Iraqi army to maintain law and order and the Iraqi police force and just pull our troops back so that it would not look like we're occupying the country, everything would have been solved in 2003. But they didn't want a solution. They wanted a problem. And now they're talking about going to war with Iran, although they're trying to get a revolution going in Iran. They do have a revolutionary activity in several parts of Iran, financed by our own CIA, trying to topple that government. But,
Dr. Stan, how do you know they wanted everything to fail? How do you know that? How can you make such a flat statement?
Well,
that
very
way?
Simply because Paul Bremer went over there, and he arrived on the 1st of May, 2003. Paul Bremer comes from Kissinger Associates, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, closely related to this whole Rockefeller complex that dominates America. And Paul Bremer went against the advice of the senior military officers in Baghdad, the American officers. He disbanded the Iraqi army. He disbanded the Iraqi police force. He disbanded the Iraqi civil service. Now, what do you think happened when he disbanded the whole infrastructure of Iraq?
Well, it became rather lawless, I would have to say.
It became total chaos. That's what they created. They did it on purpose.
Well, anyway, I thank you for your views. I just, you know, I'm just torn with trying to figure this out because I know we've done a lot of stuff that we shouldn't have done, and some of our people have been involved in stuff that the rest of us don't really know about. And if we go up on internet, we can tap into these websites that are basically put out by the enemy. And
absolutely.
First thing we know, we're spouting off the enemy's views because we're suspicious of our own country.
Well, but you see, we have to be suspicious. We can never trust
government. I understand that part.
So, believe me, do you read my newsletters? You can, if you don't subscribe, you can pull them down off the internet. Do you have access to the computer?
Yes, I do.
Go to RadioLiberty.com.
Okay.
And pull down my newsletters. I agonize over those every month to get them out. But, of course, we check the information in them as closely as we can to make sure it's right. And it will give you insight into this spiritual battle.
Thank you very much.
God bless you, Mildred.
God bless you.
And give us a call, 970-689-8255.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
With so much concern over the world economy, rising interest rates and skyrocketing oil prices, and a more than 50-50 chance that the entire electronic infrastructure may collapse globally, how come not one so-called expert is advising Americans to buy gold? Could it be that they're not telling us everything? Gold and silver will retain value when everything else fails. Don't get caught when they can't find your IRA or 401k. Call the Patriot Trading Group. We don't offer free reports or newsletters. We don't take your phone number, and we don't play games. Just the finest product at the fairest prices and the fastest delivery in the entire industry. Call 1-800-951-0592. We've helped thousands of good people on the Colorado Front Range get prepared, and we can help you too. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 for price quotes or information. And remember, I'm right behind you. That way when we turn around and run, I'll be in front.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and Mildred had asked, you know, how do I know what's really going on? Well, I read the Bremer Committee report. Now, the Bremer Committee report was put out in 2000. written by Paul Bremer, and it was on the possibility of a terrorist attack in America. And the article starts with some material that comes from a book written on Pearl Harbor. And the whole theme of this, and you can find this on the internet, if not we do have it, and the whole theme is, oh shucks, the reason that Pearl Harbor took place was because everybody was just so confused, they were just so incompetent, they didn't know what they were doing. Why, people suspected something was coming, but they were afraid to wake up their superiors and tell them the attack was coming, and there was no communication back and forth. And that's why the attack came, the Japanese were successful, and almost 3,000 American boys died. But it was just a matter of total incompetence. Ladies and gentlemen, we have incredibly competent people in Washington, D.C. today. They know exactly what they're doing. They're able to deceive the American people. They just want the American people to know that they have no loyalty to this country. Their loyalty is to this satanic concept of bringing about a world government and a new world religion, and the destruction of Christianity. And you see this, the attack on Christianity demonstrated every day, and most Christians don't even recognize it. Well, who do we have on the line?
This is Jim calling from Massachusetts.
Hi, Jim. How are you doing?
Very good. Thank you, Dr. Stan. Talking about any possible future terrorist attack on the United States, there are some points I guess we should keep in mind. First of all, there are or will be at least three U.S. carrier groups in the Persian Gulf this week. And on Monday, June 19, 2006, there's going to be the largest ever continuity of government exercise in Washington, D.C. called Forward Challenge 06, involving some 4,000 U.S. government workers retreating to underground bunkers. And one of these locations in the exercise is Mount Weather. Add to this fact that the 27-year CIA veteran Ray McGovern has indicated that the neocons have no intention of losing the U.S. Congress to the Democrats in October. And in order to boost President Bush's approval rating, he estimates a U.S. attack in Iran somewhere between late June and early July. And, of course, what would galvanize the American people to stand behind George Bush when the attack on Iran begins? Nothing less than a terror attack on U.S. soil, probably executed by criminal elements within a black ops division of the U.S. intelligence community. The blame, of course, will be publicly placed on Iran. And bear in mind, too, as Webster Tarpley has on his program, has indicated that terror drills, such as this continuity of government exercise on next Monday, can serve as a cover for an actual terror attack of the sort that I just described.
Well, it is not simply by accident that on the morning of September 11, 2001, there were three simulated terrorist attacks on America, and one of them involved actually flying a hijacked plane and crashing into the CIA, and that was designed to confuse many of the FAA operators, the air control operators, to the point where they were saying, is this a real hijacking here, you know, or is this part of this exercise? So your point is well made. And anybody who would like to document what I just said is covered in a book, James Bovard's latest book, Pretext for War, I think is the title of it. Anyway, anybody who wants the documentation on those multiple simulated terrorist attacks on the morning of 9/11, gee, it was sure a coincidence, or luck. Maybe it was just luck for the hijackers that the government had all these simulated attacks going on that morning. And anybody who thinks that it really happened by accident probably thinks that Building 7 just collapsed, or maybe they had the firemen running in and putting the explosives in, you know, while the fire was going, so they could bring it down because it looked like the building might come down anyway. In other words, we're going to destroy the building because it might come down. Oh, shucks. Well, that information is fascinating, Jim, and I share your concern. I hope and pray that the war with Iran doesn't come about, because it is... Everything is totally illogical. Why would we want to go to war with Iran because they're building nuclear weapons? After all, Israel has nuclear weapons, and China has nuclear weapons, and Pakistan has nuclear weapons, and Russia has nuclear weapons, and now we're supporting India that has nuclear weapons. Why are we so worried about Iran when we brought the Ayatollah Khomeini to power back in 1979? We toppled the Shah The CIA toppled the Shah. The CIA brought the Ayatollah Khomeini to power in 1979. Why would we have done something that stupid unintentionally? And now, maybe it looks like it wasn't unintentional. We've created another enemy. And everything the president of Ahmadinejad is doing is illogical. I mean, unless, of course, this is a timetable and we are being moved towards World War III. This is the only explanation I have.
Exactly, too. And the fact that the Iranian oil boss now currently is scheduled, I believe, for July. And I believe Russia is going over to something like that, too, where they'll accept payment for oil only in euros, not in U.S. dollars.
And you see, that will be an attack on the reserve status of the American dollar and could undermine the very fabric of our monetary system. So, and America, our monetary system, is under attack, and the leaders of this country, you know, do not want to lose their position of power. Now, I believe that this satanic movement is working in all countries throughout the world, and of course, but, you know, I do not know where this is going to end up, other than with the destruction of the value of the American dollar and the impoverishment of the American people. And the average individual has no idea what lies ahead. The average individual is going to get wiped out with the coming financial tsunami.
Exactly. And in fact, because of the meeting, of course, with between President Bush, Prime Minister of Canada, and the President of Mexico, that they want a borderless North America and a free movement of population amongst all three countries. And when the dollar crashes, evidently they're going to replace it with something called the Amero.
I think you're absolutely right. And that, of course, is comes out of the Waco meeting at Baylor University back in March of 2005. And then, of course, 2 months later, why the Council on Foreign Relations comes out with a report building a North American community. It's all covered in Phyllis Schlafly's July 2005 newsletter. If you haven't read it, go to her website and pull it down. You're right, Jim. They intend to do away with their sovereignty. God bless. Thanks so much for calling.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Well, I understand here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed the program this morning. Sorry we didn't have a regularly scheduled program to go into the fact that the government actually has techniques to create storms and earthquakes If you doubt that, actually, you can go back and read what Zygmunt Brzezinski, the man who created the Trilateral Commission vote, in his book, Between Two Ages, back in 1970, when he talks, and at the bottom of one of the pages, he refers to some expert who said that, you know, within, by I think it was the year 2018, we'll have the ability to create storms and, as I recall, earthquakes and new diseases that will disable the people. Who would want to release new diseases that would disable the people? We have over 2 million Americans with chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. We have another million Americans with Lyme disease. And then, of course, we have already lost 500,000 people from AIDS and another million infected. Would somebody release diseases on the American people? Yes. We're dealing with organized evil. Well, if you have not yet, of course, read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you should. And it's available also on video or DVD. And then, of course, we have this great talk on the financial tsunami. And really, you should get it along with the syllabus if you do buy it. We reduce the price. And you need to have the information. You need to have the latest figures. You need to understand the debt. You need to understand the carry trade and the hedge funds. You need to understand the derivatives. We're sitting on the edge of a volcano that is about to explode. And when it explodes, why, of course, the financial savings and the pensions and the financial security of most of the American people will be wiped out. And you need to know what to do to protect yourself. So if you'd like to get a copy of the video or the DVD, or you can certainly get the talk. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. You get the syllabus or get the talk on DVD or VHS. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we have this great talk on World Revolution where you'll actually see my interview with Ambassador Smith explaining how we brought Fidel Castro to power. Knowingly, intentionally, the American State Department brought Fidel Castro to power, but why should we be surprised? We brought the communists to power in China back in 1949, and we brought the communists to power in Nicaragua in 1979. Of course, we brought the Ayatollah Khomeini to power in 1979 and in 1980. Why, we brought Mugabe to power in Zimbabwe, and then the following decade we brought Nelson Mandela to power in Southeast Africa, and the communist government into power in Southwest, Mandela to power in South Africa, the communist government in Southwest Africa, in Angola. We're bringing communists to power all over the world, but we can't tell the American people that any more than we can tell them that the American Communist Party was largely financed by wealthy people right here in the United States, creating the best enemy money could buy. And when you understand that there really are spiritual forces behind everything going on, only then can you begin to understand what's really happening. You need to get my pamphlets. There are three of them. They're all three together, only $9.95. The occult hierarchy. Behind everything are these dark spiritual forces. Again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. We are at war. We are going under attack today. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Want to talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network has a growing list of videos available. We like to show people the good things about life in America. These videos depict great events.